Good morning out there in Taxi Land. This is the Mike and Abe show, and I am Abe, and today is a beautiful day here in the south part of the United States, but I'm talking to Mike in New York. And Mike, what's going on?
What's going on is I gotta jump into everything here and tell you that this annoying drone of drivers, drivers, drivers keeps ringing in my ear. There's no real, I mean, we have to start being crystal clear as far as who the leaders are in this business. Because every time I look on the news, I see a bunch of people who never drove a cab being called taxi leaders. So we have to start being proactive and say, no, they're not taxi leaders. They're just people who just want to be on the news. Because their answer to everything is drivers, drivers. We have 40,000 drivers for 14,000 cabs. The idea is to incentivize existing drivers to drive yellow cabs, not just pop them out like gumdrops, which apparently is the winning formula from the people who just want to get cars out. There's no real plan for public service. There's no real innovation plan besides a few people like you, me, and a guy like Ron. A lot of these guys are just drones who just want to get cars out. They're renting cars. They could care less about public service. And then to have the gall to go on the 6 o'clock news and call themselves taxi leaders is an outrage. That's my little opening.
Okay, so what specifically have you seen on the 6 o'clock news?
Well, every time I turn around, there's somebody. What was it the other day? Oh, I'm going to keep beating this horse a little more. They said, "Oh, it's so wonderful that we can get drivers on the road without an English proficiency test, where they don't have to know any English, and in fact, they can take a cab driving test in their language," which lowers the financial reward for all drivers and lowers the service in general for the passengers. The only thing that does is flood the industry with rookie drivers, which makes the streets very dangerous, versus incentivizing the existing drivers with a fare increase or with some group riding plans. And the yellow cab industry drools at thousands of new drivers. That's all they want to know. A lot of these big shots.
The group riding plan is in the works, and it's supposed to start this very shortly. Okay, what is
when?
It?
When is it?
What is it? Bandwagon and. You're moan and groan because it hasn't happened yet, but it's happening. Okay, there was
I've seen one person is trying to organize Bandwagon, and he's like a righteous guy, and he's on the right track with the group ride. Then apparently the hiring is farmed out to someone else who apparently is in charge of the hiring. You really have to see some of the folks who are dispatching for Bandwagon. They're not. I'm at the very least, I'm going to say I doubt they were cab drivers ever. And
where do you see this? Where do you see this?
Oh, when I was at JFK.
I'm talking about group riding in the boroughs.
Well, if they can't handle it at JFK where they have the passengers standing right there.
Well, you don't need them at JFK. You know, if people want a group ride, they could just say we want a group ride.
Yeah. Well, this is the other thing. I mean, the crazy thing at JFK, you have taxi dispatchers standing right there. And for someone to come in and say, we're the group ride dispatchers, like, what about the dispatchers who've been there for, like, 20 years? I mean, if you wanted to get some people together for a group ride, there are places like 72nd and Broadway, 72nd and York, 42nd.
But that's the old way, Mike. That's the old way. Mm-hmm. You know, that people should gather on a corner. Okay, the new, Ralph Cramden used to say, or I think it was Ed Norton, now we have the new modern way, okay? It's called the app, okay? Where people tap an app and they say where they are and they say where they're going, and they group ride, say, from Brooklyn into Manhattan, okay? Or from wherever they may be, okay? Like, if there's two or three people living in Bay Ridge that want to take a cab into Manhattan, okay, they can tap an app and ride together. Okay.
Well, I mean, this is what has happened. I mean, the other thing with our friends at Uber, where, again, our industry's so-called leaders have zero incentive to do anything other than send cars out. This is the problem now. And this is, I'll tell you one thing, we talked about the third rail of taxi politics amongst our rank and file taxi owners and cabbies. Might be a time for us to take a look at commission driving again, because commission driving would incentivize everybody, whereas the current state of leasing, they just want to get cars out. They get,
Well,
and there's zero incentive other than that.
Mike, catch up with the times. The TLC did pass a plan for people to do just that several months ago.
So bring me up to speed on that. Tell me what
Well,
I've missed.
I don't know that it's being practiced, okay? But the TLC did allow for shortened trips with different deals, okay? And I believe that commission was part of that, commission driving, okay? I'm not sure, okay? I'll have to go back and double check on that, all right? But you should ask Taxi Dave. He knows about that. Okay.
Well, Taxi Dave is off the air till next week.
Are the Mets
So, I mean, this
are the Mets playing tonight?
Mets are playing tonight, yes.
Ay, ay,
Yeah. So,
Listen,
anyway, so it's a show.
Mike. Listen. Let's talk about the real news. Okay. You're venting. Okay. You're venting.
No, I'm both. I'm bolting because
I know, but things,
I
things are never going to run perfectly, okay? Until they sit you down and make you the TLC chairman, okay?
That's all they have to do. That's all I could do. And
Yeah.
I'll make you my I'll figure out a title from you, and we'll fly you in for the meetings, and then we'll take care of
Well,
everything.
I could do it remotely, via Skype or something.
Right. I mean, that's another thing with these meetings.
Yeah.
You know, it's especially from the Congress. Why do you need people to meet in Washington, D.C. for 6 months when we have Skype and internet and everything else? I mean, these
Well,
people just have a market, you know.
eventually those technologies will take over. Okay, but
Well,
we're living in a new age, okay? And that's how the good apps and the bad apps came to be, okay? All right, because people are getting into apps, okay? Now, listen to this, okay? And there's a couple of things in the news this week, all right, that could really make your water boil, okay? All right, now listen to this, okay? You
so
know,
long as not, so long as my phone is not in the water when it boils,
yeah.
otherwise.
Don't drop your phone in the water, okay?
Just real quick, don't lose your thought, but that was
Okay.
last week. I dropped my phone in water
Yeah,
last week, and the rice thing works.
I made that announcement after the 15, the 11-minute show we did. Okay, but
Yeah,
let's hope
and
this
I
week
just want
goes
to tell.
a little bit longer before you drop your phone in the water. Okay.
I'm far away from water, and the rice thing works. The sticking the phone overnight in dry rice
Okay.
works.
All right.
I've
That's
been
a
saying
that's
this.
that's another
Go
show.
ahead.
That's another show for another time. Okay.
Okay, good.
But everybody knows, okay, I mean this is no secret that Uber, right? Uber, a struggling business at this point, a so-called $68 billion business, which is now being said to be on the ropes, okay,
On the ropes. Yay!
by a lot of finance people and people that know businesses and stuff like that, they're not even sure. And Uber even said this. They don't even know if they're a business. Okay. But they've lost a lot of money over the last couple of years. Okay. They keep borrowing more and more and more. They won't do an IPO, initial public offering of stock, because they can't. Okay. I mean, it would appear that way. But anyway, we all know that their real goal in, say, New York City or anywhere that they operate, okay? But New York City, they can't do it at all. Some other places they've been a little successful with it, okay? They would like everybody who has a car to have their app, to have the Uber app in the car. Okay, no matter who it is, it could be an 18-year-old girl that just got her license and she's out there for the first day. It could be a convicted serial killer who somehow got out of jail, okay?
Right.
It could be a known rapist, all right, who just happens to have a car, okay, or a sex offender, as they call them, right? They would like everybody who has a car to have the Uber app so that they could give somebody a ride and Uber would get paid.
Right.
Correct?
Oh, yeah.
I
Correct.
mean, right. So now that they got this scheme, all right, the L train. Okay, now the L train starts in Canarsie, all right. And on the message board, I put a picture of the route of the L train on the message board. Okay, and it's in one of the messages. You could find it. It's there. Okay, it starts in Canarsie on Rockaway Parkway. Okay, and then it runs up north, and I believe that's the L train that runs on Broadway through Bushwick and through Williamsburg, right? And then the train goes over the Williamsburg Bridge into Manhattan, okay? And it winds up on, I think, 8th Avenue and 14th Street, okay?
You are correct, sir. That's
Okay.
exactly accurate.
Okay, now this subway line, which has been in existence for over 100 years, I guess. Okay, I don't know, I wasn't around then, but the subway system in New York started to take shape in the early 1900s, late 1800s, I believe. Okay, and there's a lot of damage to that line from Hurricane Sandy, which is already 4 years ago, right?
Yeah, they're still ringing the Sandy bell any chance they get.
Yeah,
That's
but
the gift that keeps on giving.
in 2019, which is still 3 years away, right? 2.5, 3 years away. They're going to close down that line for 1.5 years,
Oh,
okay,
my God.
to correct the damage that Sandy did, and rebuild the subway line. I mean, you can't blame him for it needs it, and you can't blame him for wanting to do that. Okay, so Uber comes up with this grand scheme. Okay, and a gentleman named Rob on the message board has been saying there are a lot of people. Uber is sending a lot of people up to the TLC. And groups of people go in and out day after day after day. How we got this information, I don't know, and I can't confirm this information, but I'm gonna say that it's true because why would he be saying it? Okay, so what could they be talking about? Well, I think I know what they're talking about. Uber says, look, we can solve. There's several hundred thousand people a day that use that line. I think it was 225,000 I read. Okay. We can solve the problem. How are these people going to get into and out of Manhattan every day? Okay. Well, if you would just relax the regulations, okay. Relax, not get rid of the regulations, that they should relax the regulations. Okay. And, in doing so, they want everybody that uses a car to go over the Williamsburg Bridge, right, to be able to have the Uber app with no license, no training, no
Oh, for
fingerprinting.
God's
Right,
sakes.
right, right, right,
I
right.
never heard of that.
Okay, you read the article? I sent you the article yesterday. Did you do that?
I skimmed through. I apologize. I must have missed that little nugget of info because they slip it in. I mean, they just say, oh,
Well,
by the way,
what they're saying is that this guy Josh Mora, the general manager of Uber, wrote an op-ed, okay, saying this that here's what it says: in New York, companies like Uber are required to follow the city's laborious regulatory structure for professionalized ground transportation. Most of the time, the system works fine, but in this case, if commuters crossing the Williamsburg Bridge wanted to give their neighbor a ride, they would be required to first spend 3 months getting a license from the TLC, get special license plates for their vehicle, spend thousands of dollars on special commercial insurance, and take over 40 hours of training classes. So he wants to now listen to this, Mike. Okay, so he wants to eliminate all of that just so people that are driving over the Williamsburg Bridge can take somebody with them. Okay? Which, on the surface sounds like, what's the big deal, right? It is a big deal. Okay, because
What's the
we
big deal if your wife or daughter gets raped with a guy who's
well,
not
that's just
vetted?
it. That's just it. That's just it. It happens all the time. You know, there's hundreds and hundreds of accusations in other places around the country, okay, around the world, of Uber drivers that have not been screened properly, okay, not fingerprinted, wind up committing crimes. Look what happened in Michigan. Was it Michigan where the guy shot six people?
Oh yeah, the serial killer.
Right.
He
Okay.
killed
You know,
five.
but the thing is this, the thing is this. They don't, they just want to use this to get their foot in the door. Because once they do this, then the next thing you know, everybody with a car, you know, they'll say, okay, anybody with a car could be on our app now. Okay? And what happens to all these people that have the app when the subway line is finished? Right?
Let me just interject something here with these people from Uber. What would happen if Mike and Abe went down to the computer and we started an app and we called it Uber? Let's say all of a sudden we introduced an app tomorrow and we called it Uber. What would Uber say about Mike and Abe starting an app called Uber?
They'd
They'd
say
be upset,
that
right?
they would say that we can't do that.
Yeah, and why not? I mean, they're basically doing that to us. Why can't we do that to them? I mean, if they're all about, helping people, well, we could help people by inventing an app called Uber, and having like double the people because it'd just be like more
Well,
people finding.
Mike, we don't have to do that. Okay, we have apps in the yellow taxis. There are apps in all of the legitimate black car services. Okay, and all of the
But I'm saying the
no, no. Listen to me.
the
I'm talking.
point
Talk
being.
about the problem. Talk about the problem of the subway line, the L line. Okay.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is Uber has a trademark. Uber has like a couple of patents. They say Uber has a lock on that name Uber. And the yellow cab industry was guaranteed by the city of New York that we wouldn't have competition for street hails and that we would have exclusive rights to our industry. And apparently, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. Because everybody is invading our safe space, and the rest of the world gets to run buck wild with the yellow cab. And I'm just saying, if they're gonna do this whole like we are the world routine with allowing anybody to do whatever they want, then why have any kind of patent or trademark or franchise or anything? Because that's all we're saying. We're saying, listen, we were awarded this exclusive right to pick up street hails. And the reason we bought medallions and got hack licenses to drive cabs is because it wasn't some guy on the corner handing me the keys. It was because we were guaranteed by the city of New York that there would be some structure to this situation. And this horror story that Uber is proposing is exactly why the medallions in the New York City taxi business were capped in 1937. Because there was chaos in the streets and people were getting killed and raped and attacked and stuff like that. So,
Right.
what I'm saying is, we have a right because the city of New York said this is the what we're going to guarantee you. You will be the only people for street hails. And now Uber comes in and just floods the TLC with these lobbyists, just pounding away at them every day. And I would respectfully tell the chairperson, Yoshi, you have the right to say, no, we can't meet you today. I mean, it's a strategy they're using to pound away at the TLC with meetings and meetings and basically take all the air out of the room for anybody else who wants to talk about something constructive. And I think they're being played like a harp, and Yoshi has to put her foot down and say, listen, that's enough. I know what you're up to, and I don't like it. Get out of my office.
Well, that's
And four.
hopefully that's what they're doing. But let me just say this: giving an app and permission to anybody with a car to use it to pick up strangers or people they don't know, just because they're going in the same direction, is an invitation to every pervert and criminal out there to get it to get in the business.
Yes.
Okay,
I mean,
all right.
can you imagine? Can you imagine? Oh my God.
I
Well,
can.
that's another reason, that's another reason with our so-called taxi leaders,
Yeah.
with the zero information they give. The industry is still, last I checked, worth in excess of like $12 billion, You would think somewhere in the $12 billion of value for this taxi business, we'd hear a few ads on the radio, a few sunshine ads for taxis on the air, besides Mike and Abe and Taxi Dave with his show. And we have to tell people it's safer to ride yellow, and that, you know, the Uber situation, they're threatening the city with chaos. It's not Vision Zero, it's Zero Vision.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's all I have to say about that. Okay. And, you know, this isn't going to happen for a couple of years. And in a couple of years, there's going to be either the same mayor reelected or another mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, Uber is going to try to talk people into voting for their person. Okay. Okay. The Uberization mayor. Okay.
Right.
Okay, and the people of New York should be very careful about who they elect, okay? Because, you know, De Blasio may not have been perfect, okay? And he may have made some mistakes, and we all know that. But at least he had the guts to try to fight Uber, and I can't believe in my wildest dreams that he would allow them to do this, okay?
Well, I mean, this is the problem with De Blasio, okay? Now, as much grief as I've given him, you know, like criticizing him, the fact remains, we had a mayor, Bloomberg, for 12 years, and De Blasio comes in, and, you know, it just, everything is thrown on his desk, and apparently the ex-mayor isn't helping him at all, because they have a little thing going on.
No, the ex-mayor is helping Uber.
The ex-mayor is helping Uber. Is that what you've heard?
What I've heard, he put in. I think I said $70 million in the last show, but he funneled $60 million into the rideshare industry. That's what I read.
Oh.
Okay, all right. Okay. Why? Well, for, why? Yeah. Because he was PO'd at one particular taxi owner. Okay, whose name I will not mention. Everybody knows who he is. They call him the Taxi King. I don't know why he should be the taxi pawn at this point. Okay, all right. But they pissed each other off. Okay, and Bloomberg told him right out, "I'm going to destroy your effing industry." Okay. Right, in plain view of all of the reporters who put it right, who got that right into the newspaper within minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And we all know that Mr. Bloomberg, okay, is not exactly on the side of the medallion taxis. Okay.
Well, I think that's tragic if that's the case, because the yellow cab is an icon in the city, and also the yellow cab, when we had a medallion auction back in the days, every time you sold a medallion from the city, directly from the city, it was the easiest $1 million you ever made. I mean, you print out a piece of tin, and you get some paperwork, and you have an auction, and all of a sudden the bank sends you a check for $1 million, and now Uber has pretty much put an end to that because they don't know what the market is. And I think just on that, they have to be out of their minds. I mean, why would they even want to deal with something as fly-by-night? Well, the only thing, going along the Uber thing with Bloomberg, there has been some good news, some things that I've read, where Bloomberg Media, not Mike and Abe, but Bloomberg Media, started to ask some questions about where is our money? Where is the investor money? When are they going public? And they're not getting answers.
Okay,
the
Bloomberg wants to know where his money is, and he's the boss of Bloomberg Media. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Let me say this. You're talking about people don't know what the medallion's worth, and let me cut to that, okay? The figures for August came out of medallion transfers, okay? And if you haven't seen them yet, okay, there were three corporations, mini fleet corporations, that went for $1.5 million apiece, okay, at foreclosure. Okay, now
two medallions. So two medallions.
Right. In other words, $1.5 million for two medallions, three times. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, it's not clear exactly what this means. Okay, and I've had a little debate with a couple of people about this, but basically, what I think it means. Now, you're talking about $750,000 a piece. Okay, which isn't all that bad. Okay, unless if you paid over $1 million for your medallion and you're still making payments on it, but it isn't all that bad to people that that got into the system before they paid that much. Okay?
Right.
All right. Or people that don't owe any money on their medallions. Okay? But this is the thing. The argument I was having with people, or the debate, I should say, you know, we weren't arguing, was what does this mean, you know, sold at foreclosure, and you know, neither one of us are money experts, okay? And what I think this means is that, okay, the foreclosures that were made by the, and it doesn't say, but let's assume it was one of the credit unions, okay, or one of the banks. Okay, they were sold for $1.5 million or $750 a medallion. Okay, they were sold for that much to somebody who's going to take over the payments and run those medallions. Mm-hmm. Okay, now do you see this any other scenario with this?
First of all, when was the sale made? Because it doesn't
say when the sale was made, but it's listed in the August transfers.
Yeah, because I said that before. I said some guy or some group of people with the last auction bought 16 of these things for $10 million.
Well, that hasn't showed up yet. Okay. All right, mm-hmm. in the transfers, and that may sometimes I've heard that it could take as long as 3 months to show up. Okay.
The point means it's still an asset. It's still something that's working.
Look, you know, taxi owners and medallion owners are still getting upwards of $2,200 a month, and right. Some are even getting more, I think. Okay, I don't have that fact. Mm-hmm. I don't know that for a fact. Okay, but you know, nobody's getting that kind of money, and then you turn around and say, well, the medallion has no value. If it has no value, correct. You're getting nothing.
Right.
Right?
I mean, right now, I think if you took like a home refi, which is a different ballgame, but it's kind of like similar numbers, you could probably get $200,000 for, let's say, a loan for about $9 something a month. So with that in mind, say times 2.5. So just from a money standpoint, if you have a market where you're able to get $2,200 a month, you're going to get that, plus the deposit on top would be the value of the asset. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
so if you had $200,000 that you could pay off at $950 a month,
mm-hmm.
let's say that would translate into about $5,000 plus $100,000. So I mean, just on spec, that $200,000 says the medallion is worth, you know, around the $650-$700 range.
Well. If you do the math and you figure the $2,200 a month is 4% of the value of the medallion, it comes to $660,000. If you take $660,000 and you multiply it by 0.04 and divide that by 12, it comes to $2,200. Okay?
Okay, so that's not horrible. And
right.
Like I say, once all this stuff gets straightened out, there is room for growth. So if we got a fair increase in the near future, and things settle down, which I think they will. I think Uber is on the ropes. I think Uber is the absolute, as a New Yorker,
mm-hmm.
the absolute last people I want in charge of a group ride with passenger cars from the L train. Where are the green cabs? This should be an outreach to the green cabs.
Speaking of the green cabs,
right.
I will be talking tomorrow with Nancy from Green Taxis of New York, who's steaming mad that the TLC has allowed Uber to infiltrate the green taxis, okay?
And
all right, and you know, and just shortly in an email that she sent me, okay, and I'll have her on the Mike and Abe show, you know, in the next day or two, okay, and I'll post it when I do, okay? She says, number one, I believe it is planned to get money from the borough taxis, and that's why they got rid of Uber T. Number two, get back at the yellow industry with no more Uber T. Yellow cabs can't get requests from them. We don't want them. Okay.
Right.
Number three, also to look good with the disability advocates, there are plenty of WAV vehicles in the borough taxis use as a, you know, so they use that as a shield. You know, if they say, well, you don't have any wheelchair accessible taxis, suddenly they'd have the green wheelchair accessible taxis. Okay, but even if that's the case, you know, you don't have any wheelchair accessible taxis in the exclusionary zone, where the green taxis can't go.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So,
but
basically, and I'll talk to her tomorrow. I'm going to get the words from her. Okay. Basically, what she's saying is many of these green taxis found out, you know, Uber attracted them with a $1,000 hook, you know, bait on the hook, you know, after 20 right. pickups. But she says, but those that did are now frustrated and feel deceived by lies.
Oh, well, no kidding.
Well, you know, so if there's any green cabs out there listening to this, you know, don't do it. Okay.
Well, I've always said, Abe, you can't spell Uber without BS. That's my opinion.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Is BS in Uber? Let me see.
There's
a B. There's a B in there. Oh, yeah. UBER. Ubers.
Yeah. Anything that's Ubers has BS in it.
Well, it seems that, and I like this. There's an article out there. It's on the NYC Taxi News media page. Okay. It's by a publication called Curb New York. Right. And I like what one person says here. He calls himself Yellow Taxi. Right.
Right.
You know, in the comments section, Uber's goal is for any and everyone with a car to be on the books. This is a master plan. They want to use this to get their foot in the door. Now they're talking about the L train here, okay? They don't care who is driving. They don't care what abuses or crimes these drivers will commit. They only care about satisfying the people that pump their war chest with billions of dollars, most of what has already been lost. They are now fighting for survival. Driver after driver has quit them after realizing that they have been taken advantage of. Okay?
Right.
All right. Look, the jig is up. You know, everybody knows what you know that there are very few, if any, satisfied drivers for Uber.
The satisfied drivers of Uber were like 2 years ago. That's when Uber was new and they had X amount of cars and the drivers were rolling in dough. And I was feeling like a complete idiot driving a yellow cab because I heard the money these guys are making like right around $1,500, $2,000 a week. 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Now Uber, in their wisdom, started this whole thing where it's like, oh, we're not going to franchise. We're just going to have the app. So the drivers got screwed because they thought they were going to get Uber calls them their driving partners. That's some partner. But, you know, you think I'm a bad partner. You're just talking about being an Uber partner. Now the cat's out of the bag where Uber's little philosophy is like, look, we just want to get 20% of everything. We don't care what goes on.
Let me,
a guy gets a car, a woman gets raped, who cares?
Let me tell you who Uber's partners are.
In my opinion.
Uber's partners are the hedge funds that gave them the money. Okay?
Yeah.
And they're getting screwed too.
Yeah.
They haven't seen one penny yet. Right? Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know?
Not only haven't they seen one penny, but try and get your money back. Say, listen, I haven't seen one penny. Can I get my money back, please? Can I get my $250,000 back? Or can I get my $60 million back, please? I got to start seeing some money. I keep hearing about driverless cars and group riding and trains and buses. I say, listen, what am I going to see dime one? I mean, it's like, you're from Brooklyn. What do you do if a guy owes you money for 3 years and you don't see anything coming back?
Me, I cry, okay? But there are some people in Brooklyn that will do a little bit more than crying, okay?
Yeah.
The story isn't over, Mike. You know, this is...
The story's just beginning.
Yeah, well, you know, they'll have movies about this in the future.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it just gets to the point of the city popped out all these little green cars, which theoretically should have been the answer for this L train fiasco that's going on. The L train fiasco to beat. Because the MTA says a year and a half, it's probably going to be 11 and a half years.
I know, but isn't it ironic that Uber is now turning to the green cars?
Oh, yeah, because their drivers apparently just skipped out. They're doing the other apps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, at first they were sabotaging the green cars, you know. And now they're turning to the green cause. And when I talk to Nancy tomorrow, you know, we're going to have a nice little talk and see what she has to say about that. Okay?
Yeah, well, get clarification on that whole 20 trips for the first month, and then you get a check from Uber thing.
Well, right.
I tried to find that out.
All of that will be discussed.
That's a great show. I'll be listening. And you know, I'm not an easy audience.
Well,
So.
With a little luck, and I do have a dentist appointment tomorrow afternoon, and we're supposed to talk in the morning, Nancy and I. So I'll try to get that show up sometime before the day is over tomorrow.
Right.
Okay?
That'd be
All
great.
right.
And I'll be listening, and thousands of other Cammies will be listening. And ask her about finally the green car people have a chance to make some money off this crazy stuff. And now Uber swoops in and wants to steal all their business, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Okay, Mike, what else we got to talk about today? We've somehow eaten up all of our time with all of this stuff. Okay.
Well, listen, I think we covered a lot of topics, and you got the summer's over. I cannot believe the summer is over, but it's going to be 90 degrees this coming week, so the summer's over, but it's not over.
Yeah.
So we shall see how that works out. And I want to give a shout out to anybody in the path of the hurricane. Hope everybody.
Yeah, what's
enjoys
going
the
on
summer.
up there in New York with the hurricane?
Nothing. For the next week, we're going to have a few clouds, 90 degrees, sunshine, and no rain on the horizon for the next
Oh,
10 days,
so
apparently.
it sounds like the hurricane's going to miss you.
Hurricane's going to, and I'm not exactly heartbroken about that.
Well,
Either.
I'm sure a lot of people are very happy that they were spared, because there's been a lot of damage in North Florida,
Oh, there has.
and
Oh.
yeah, and lucky for
Oh.
me, I'm not in North Florida. Okay.
Where in North Florida? Like on the East Coast or
I
West Coast?
heard that Tallahassee got hit really hard.
Oh, man. Tallahassee.
Okay.
Yikes.
But I haven't really
Oh,
been
man.
following it that much, so you know, you got to talk to your local weatherman, and that wouldn't be Al Roker. Don't talk to him, okay?
No, I don't know. He's a
He's
snitch.
yeah. Talk to the CBS guy.
Will do.
All
So I got it. Yeah, no snitching.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, we don't mean any harm to you. We just don't like your accusations that you know, we're not brought into court. Okay.
Well, this is the problem. The
Yeah.
knucklehead cab driver apparently pled guilty to
I
the
know.
accusation
I know. But
in his wisdom.
just remember, Al, that you're innocent until proven guilty. Okay. This is the
Right,
United
and so are
States.
we.
This is the, and everybody is. This is the United States of America, and I'm proud to be an American. Okay.
I think apparently what I've read in the TLC rules, once you agree to become a cab driver, you surrender all your rights. I mean, maybe that I'm wrong about that, but yeah.
Well, you surrender some of them, that's for sure. Okay.
Yeah. Well, until then,
All right.
on that happy point,
Yeah.
we'll see you next week.
Okay. Mike,
All right.
stay tuned, and I'll talk to you soon.
And check out that Nancy Siriano from the Green Car Show. She's a very interesting guest, and
Yeah.
I'm sure she has a lot to say.
It's
And
the
ask her definitely about that L train fiasco.
Yeah, it's Nancy Soria, but she got married, and I don't know how to pronounce her last name now. It starts with an R.
Ask her tomorrow. That's
Yeah, I'll
the first
ask.
thing you should
All
do,
right,
ask her.
I'll ask you tomorrow. Okay. All right. Good night.
Okay, buddy.
Good night, New York, and have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Catch you guys later. See ya.
All right. Bye.